Officials say good progress was made during the first year of an initiative to turn around the struggling middle schools in the second largest public school system in Massachusetts. The nine middle schools in Springfield are operated by a public-private partnership in a model that more closely resembles what a lot of charter schools do. The hard data in the form of students' scores on standardized tests won't be known until the fall, but school officials say other measures point to improvements at the middle schools that a few years ago were near the bottom of the state's five-level scale of academic performance and faced a likely state takeover. The schools are operated by the Springfield Empowerment Zone Partnership, which is under the direction of a board with representatives appointed by the city, the state education department, and a private education company. The city's middle schools were reorganized so each would have no more than 300 students to allow for smaller class sizes. The Springfield Teachers Union agreed to a new contract that would allow for longer school days. Principals were given autonomy to experiment. Springfield Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said the approach mirrors turnaround plans that have worked in struggling schools in other cities.
It's an exciting opportunity to do something very different. Bottom line is that the principals in the schools each have a partner. They have a lot more autonomy than they used to. They can be very creative with their staff. But we're going to keep a tight eye on results and make sure things are going in the right direction for our kids.
The empowerment zone approach is unique in Massachusetts. Other struggling schools and school districts, the Holyoke Public Schools, for example, have wound up in state receivership. An example of the changes made at the individual schools is evident at Duggan Academy, the former Duggan Middle School. It transitioned to a grade 6 through 12 magnet school for social justice to attract students interested in careers in advocacy, education, or criminal justice. Empowerment Zone Chairman Chris Gabrielli said Duggan principal Michael Calvinese, a former charter school principal, has extended the school day by an hour, built in more time for math and English, and introduced software-based tools to help students learn.
The goal of the zone is not to sort of say everything old was bad and everything new was good. Just the opposite is to say, let's build on the best of what was here, but also let's be willing to be very bold where bolder is needed.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker was given a briefing on the empowerment zone concept during a visit to the Duggan School.
They have a bunch of process stuff they're very happy with in terms of how it's going. But even they said we should come back next year and see how the actual outcome stuff looks. And I think that's the right way to think about it.
Baker described the approach to education by the empowerment zone as, quote, really good stuff.
I just want good schools. I don't much care what their operating model is. I do think the charter school movement has proven over and over again, and parents certainly buy into it. And the scores would support it, that they work, and they work especially well in urban communities that have had trouble finding a pathway to educating kids.
Baker is a strong advocate for charter schools. He's endorsed the efforts by an advocacy group that is campaigning to pass a referendum on the November ballot in Massachusetts that would allow up to a dozen new charter schools a year above the current cap. Preference for the additional charter school seats would go to academically struggling school systems. The most recent report this month from the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education found there are 32,646 students on charter school waiting lists. That's down about 1,500 from the charter school waiting list report issued in February by the State Education Department. Boston and Springfield have the highest number of children on charter school wait lists. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.